Hashkoyach, good morning all. After we finish davening, so the first and most important thing that a Jewish person can do every single day is learn some Torah. And there is an idea that after davening in particular, people should try to learn some Torah. That's why we do a Davar Halacha every single morning, because there is this custom brought down that, as the day goes on, people get busy, it's hard to find some time. So if you spend at least just 3 minutes every single morning learning Torah, then not only will you make sure to learn some Torah in the morning, but it'll also sort of set the tone of being able to learn more throughout the day at every opportunity that you have. There is a notion that every single Jewish person should be learning some Torah every single day, because there is an idea that, while there are things in this world that do cost money, Torah is free, so whether you're rich or poor, everyone should have Torah in some way, shape, or form. There is a question as to, let's say a person says, I only have a very short amount of time every single day to learn Torah, so if I only could choose one topic, what should I learn? And the answer is pretty obvious after you hear it, and at least understand the explanation for it, and that is that if you could only learn one topic, you should learn halacha. The reason why you should learn halacha is because at the end of the day, if you can only be learning a little bit, you should at least be learning the laws of what it is that you're supposed to be doing on a daily basis. And therefore, halacha is sort of the primary topic that every Jewish person should be involved in learning and understanding. Beyond that, then the poskim talk about there's this idea that you should be involved in learning ethical works, musar works, agada, these types of pieces of Torah that can sort of help you improve your character. And finally, there is an idea that if a person is learning Torah and they don't understand a word of it, so is there a point to that, right? Every now and again, you come to a class or you come to a specific text, and in Hebrew or English, you may not understand it at all. So is there any value in learning it? And the poskim are very strong about this, and they explain that even if you don't understand it at all, it's certainly still worthwhile to learn Torah, and there's a promise that we're given that if we don't understand it in this world, that certainly in the next world, we will understand it. So obviously, a person should do their best to understand the Torah that they're learning, but even if you don't understand it, the act of being involved in it still has a beautiful and a very precious reward, and so therefore, everyone should prioritize at least learning some Torah every single day. With that, we conclude with the Rabbi's Kaddish.